Todd, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Well, in reading a story in which was released yesterday, a great story by you in the Michigan Messenger. All you have to do is go to michiganmessenger.com. It is titled and headlined, Investigation Reveals Undocumented Workers, Unsafe Conditions in Oil Spill Cleanup, Subcontractor Buses in Hundreds for 100-Hour Weeks, OSHA, also reports safety violations. What in the heck is going on with the cleanup on the Kalamazoo River, Todd?
Well, I think, first of all, it's really important to understand that this is one subcontractor that we're dealing with, and there are about 80 different contractors on the river. So this is one contractor out of 80 different contractors.
All right.
This particular contractor from Texas has been busing in undocumented workers to work on the oil spill. I spoke to workers from Honduras as well as Mexico who admitted that they were undocumented. I was also given by a source photographs from the work that they were doing, which Enbridge, which is, you know, the company that's, whose pipeline broke, said showed safety violations, some of them which were concerning and some of which were very important safety issues. So they actually addressed that yesterday in a safety seminar, which of course was conducted in English, which is pretty difficult when you have over 200 immigrants who speak Spanish as their first language.
The Texas company Hallmark is the company that brought in these hundreds of workers to Battle Creek, and they've been putting them up in hotels, and they've actually been working on cleaning the shoreline. So what specifically, can you tell us a little bit more about what they do?
In terms of the cleanup, what they're doing is they're actually on, throughout the Kalamazoo River where the oil spill happened, there are islands and peninsula-type situations throughout the river. And these folks are actually on those sites cleaning the oil that was left. Because remember, when the oil spill happened, the river was about 2 feet above flood stage. So a lot of wetlands that normally wouldn't have been impacted are covered with oil. And so they're actually in those areas sopping up the oil and removing it from the islands and the shoreline.
We're talking with Todd Haywood, the fine reporter from the Michigan Messenger, on his breaking story on an investigation that revealed undocumented workers and unsafe conditions in the oil spill cleanup of the Kalamazoo River. The workers are expected to work 12 to 14-hour shifts 7 days a week, for which they receive $800 a week in cash, a hotel room, and food while working on job sites. I have some experience in working with similar workers, and I got to tell you, Todd, I know a lot of them would jump at the opportunity to make that much money, even if they did have to work 7 days a week.
Well, I think you're probably right, although remember that a lot of folks on the river, in fact, the EPA contractors are paying Department of Labor standards for Battle Creek, which is $12 to $14 an hour, and many of the subcontractors are paying as much as $25 an hour. So these folks are making less than $10 an hour working on the river and doing some of the hardest, back-breaking, dirtiest work on the river.
And Todd, your breaking story also talks specifically about OSHA violations. Can you talk about other violations that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, I mean, I think the key here is that the photographs that we received showed workers in various states of covering with oil, eating and drinking water and sitting in areas that are supposed to be decontaminated areas, and therefore they're ingesting oil, which is not going to be good for you, obviously. And by having the decontaminated area contaminated with oil, that's obviously a danger as well.
What has been reaction from OSHA, from the EPA, and from Enbridge?
You know, Enbridge stepped up right away and started asking for documentation about the workers. They were shown some documentation, but were not allowed to keep it to do a full evaluation of it. They have been working with the other contractor that actually hired Hallmark to address some of those issues. And we'll have some breaking news coming up here later this morning about this situation.
And so what's next, Todd? I know that you're working on other elements of this story. Is this company, Hallmark, going to be fired? Are they going to bring in other workers? What's going to happen?
Stay tuned to the Michigan Messenger today.
Well, Todd, stay on the line. I want to talk with you a little bit more about this. Thanks so much. Great story, Todd. And for folks who want to see those pictures or read your story, all they have to do is go to MichiganMessenger.com, correct?
Correct.